It's Monday, the 17th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The High Court has removed an urgent application by the Justice and Labour Relations Ministry after magistrates denied strike allegations, with officials confirming that court services continue as normal. The ministry's spokesperson Edmund Kauseb explains.
As the ministry, we do expect that all operations within the magistrates' courts would operate as normal. Everything would be operational as normal in the magistrates' courts throughout the country. And therefore, we call on the nation, if you are seeking for justice, administration of justice, do go through to all courts or magistrates' court. You should be expecting to receive these services as normal.
Standard Bank Namibia and the Namibia Investment and Finance Academy have concluded market access and trade opportunity talks that provided MSMEs with guidance on trade finance, import-export opportunities, and cross-border growth. CEO of the Namibia Investment and Finance Academy, Arinze Okafor, has more.
We really try to practicalize it to say, how do we enable SMEs to be able to trade not only locally, but regionally, and ultimately where Africa is actually our target market. The key takeaways came really from NAMRA, where they really unpacked the important role they play, making it easier for SMEs to trade both locally and regionally. And we actually found out that sometimes we think importing is actually cheaper, but given the duties, given that we're part of SACU, it almost started to amplify the importance of actually increasing local capacity. The more and more we take an ecosystem approach, the greater impact that we will create for SMEs.
South Africa's former Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment, Dion George, is reportedly facing several allegations, including being accused of sexual misconduct. According to News 24, staff members have accused him of getting changed while in a room with a staff member without warning and explicitly recounting his past sexual encounters. George has denied the allegations, saying the claims were an attempt to damage his reputation. Three African countries will face United Kingdom visa bans if they don't take back illegal migrants. Persons from Namibia, Angola, and the Democratic Republic of Congo will face tighter restrictions if their governments don't cooperate with London. The plans are part of the UK's tougher rules on refugees, which are being announced on Monday in an effort to reduce illegal immigration. Conservative Shadow Home Secretary Chris Phillips says the move will not work with the UK still part of the European Convention on Human Rights.
They're a combination of a few small steps in the right direction and a handful of gimmicks. If they really wanted to fix the illegal migration crisis, the government would follow our advice, follow our plans, come out of the ECHR completely.
And a three-year campaign to bring vaccines against human papillomavirus to low-income countries has prevented 1.4 million cervical cancer deaths, the Vaccine Alliance Gavi said today. The AFP news agency reports that an estimated 86 million girls are now protected against the leading cause of cervical cancer thanks to a concerted three-year effort by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and lower-income countries. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.